How can we convince the mind of the complete truth of which modern science is just a subset? Yes, for that there is two things. One, there is education and there is purification. Education is intellectual. You know, our perceptions are shaped largely by our subtle body. We see with our senses, but we make sense of things with our inner frame of reference, interpretation, frame of reference, frame of understanding. And that is determined by subtle body. Subtle body has primarily the mind and the intelligence. So mind is broadly related with our emotional faculty. Intelligence is related to our rational faculty. So if we study the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita, by that we gradually start understanding, yes, there is more to reality than that which is perceivable, reducible, measurable. So that philosophical education itself helps in gaining some understanding that there are more aspects to reality. And after that, there is also the recognition that we need purification. We need to redirect our emotions. As long as our emotions are caught in a particular thing, we will see that thing alone. You know, if an alcoholic comes to a hotel, the hotel also happens to be a bar. In the hotel, many things might be there, but the alcoholic's eyes will immediately go to what alcoholic drinks are there. Why? Because the desires have led to certain, the indulgences have led to certain attachments, and those attachments cause the consciousness to be dragged in particular directions. So similarly, for us, you know, say some people may come to a temple, and even when they come to the temple, they may say, "This chandelier, it must be this much cost. This design, this might be this much cost." And they say everything in terms of cost, in terms of money. Even if somebody on their birthday gives them a gift, 250 rupees, 50 rupees, 75 rupees, they just see everything. But one is too much money minded, one will see everything in terms of money. So, similarly, we are often having a particular mindset. So gradually as we become purified, they said that can be, see purification, when we talk in terms of purification, lust or greed or anger, yes, those are impurities. But impurities can also be subtler in terms of the ways we think, our attitudes. Certain attitudes can also be, which need to be purified. So as we become purified by chanting Hare Krishna, by remembering Krishna, and gradually our mind develops a taste for spiritual reality. And as the mind develops a taste for spiritual reality, then naturally that spiritual side becomes more important than the material side for us. So Krishna says, Raja Vidya Raja Guriya Pavitra Vidamantama Pratyaksha Vakamam Dharinam Susukham Kartamavya. He says that Raja Vidya, this is the king of knowledge. And then he says, Pratyaksha Vakamam. It is something we can directly experience by our inner, by our purification, by the elevation of our consciousness. So by education, by studying the Bhagavad Gita and purification, by practicing Bhakti Yoga and connecting with Krishna, we can rise to a higher level of consciousness where Pratyaksha Vakamam, we will perceive higher realities ourselves directly.